Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Sharkies, wins 18, losses 6, points 4, 573 against 364. I mean, look, it's all obvious for us to see. Great year for the Sharkies, really good stuff. I have heard that the training is really intense, which is clearly what is needed. But again, it's about finding that balance. But Craig Fitzgibbon sat down Nicho Hynes at the start of the year and he said, "I don't want you just to be a good player. I want you to be the Dalian Player of the Year." That's what he said to Hynes at the start of this year. Talk about player development. Nicho Hynes is an absolute revelation. And if that's the first year at halfback, I shudder to think what this guy can be in 2 to 3 years at halfback. The Sharkies, it's exciting. Yes, their finals footy was not up to par. There's no denying that. But I am excited for Cronulla as I am super excited for Cronulla as a club. Guru, how'd you see their year?
Yeah, incredible. I remember at the start of the year saying to Craig Fitzgibbon, "Don't lose Mitchell Pearce's phone number. Good call, dickhead." One of the greats. Nicho Hynes breaks the record.
Literally the Dalian.
Not bad. Yeah, incredible season by the Sharkies. I said during the preseason, you were higher on than what I was in the preseason, but I just remember them signing, you know, obviously bringing Dale to the club. They had Cam McInnes and they had Wade Graham, and they were three guys that were NRL captains coming into the one side. So you knew they were going to be successful, but to be as successful as they were, unbelievable. And that all came down to Hynes. And, mate, shout out to Matt Moylan as well. Like, held together by sticky tape over the last 5 years, and then this season, you know, not only to play the whole year, but he had genuine impact throughout the entire season.
There's got to be, like, when you see that and you go, there has to be something different in certain training programs. Like, when you look at the Penrith Panthers and you look at guys like Moylan who have all of a sudden gone to a bloke that plays essentially every game, there must be programs out there, strength and conditioning ones, that are superior to other clubs. It's shocking how fresh he looked. Like, he didn't just look like, oh, there's an old player playing in six and he's kind of getting... I know he wasn't as quick as a youth, but he looked like he had spring in his step. He looked energetic. I agree with you, mate. I thought Moylan was really, really good this year.
Yeah, and Craig Fitzgibbon, just a point that Matty's got here as well that I didn't even think about. Fitzgibbon was the first rookie to finish in the top two since Trent Robinson in 2013.
Wow.
What a knock that is. With a new halfback.
Who hadn't
played halfback in first grade.
Look at it, like Will Kennedy. I think he's slick and I think he's criminally underrated. But it's a fullback when you compare him to guys like Luttrell and rah-rah. Like, you look at that spine, there is not a fucking single person in the world that would look at that spine and say, that's the second best spine in the competition. Mm. But that's what they were. That's exactly what they were. You had Matt Moylan on his last legs, arguably. You got Braden Bailey, who is still developing. You got Will Kennedy. Like, almost a bunch of misfits to a degree. You know, like they're not setting the world alight. They're not superstars on the back pages or anything. Even Nicho Hynes, when he arrived at the club, like there was a bit of fanfare, but it wasn't like
he was a bench warmer for Melbourne.
Yeah, it wasn't like the new hero was in town. Like for example, I'm trying to think, Latrell to the Roosters. It's this fucking Latrell to the Rabbitohs. It's this massive deal. Teddy to the Roosters. You know, whereas Nicho Hynes, it was like, yeah, a bit to celebrate, but it's incredible what they've achieved.
Sifa was an inconsistent back rower at the start of the year.
Sifa would have been out of some people's 17 for the Sharks, let alone starting.
He was out of the vast majority of them.
Crazy.
I don't think he was in their 17 to start, was he? He might have been on the bench, I reckon. He wasn't. Definitely didn't start at centre.
Bench at best, yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing stuff.
Like I remember on our Supercoach show, we were talking and we were saying at the start of the year, remember someone got injured? We both said, geez, you don't want to give Sifra an opportunity to come in.
Yeah.
But he probably won't put together 4 weeks that's needed to hold on to the spot.
Well, I remember
plays Origin.
Me and you would talk about it, I think, quite regularly off air. And you were quite high on him. And yeah. I'd say, mate, he's just too inconsistent. Like he'll play a great game.
Yeah.
And then the next game, and I just can't. And you were like, mate, he's got it in him. He just, rah, rah. And you were right. He's incredible.
He played bench, second row. And then round four, he played centre. And that's interesting considering that the Manly game was round seven. So that was only his fourth game for the year at centre when he destroyed Manly.
Incredible. And that's like, I think Cowboys and Sharks are very similar in regards to where I have them. Like, look, there is a world where they come out next year and they struggle a bit. It's not out of the realms of possibilities. But I would, like, both of them had notoriously hard pre-seasons. And I think that's the hard balance they're going to have to find is, like, you can only tear the boys up as much, you know. But you also don't want to start going, all right, you have a little pass there, mate, because we made this top four last year and everything's good. Because how often do we see that? Where you see players just get real content. Yep. I mean, look at the Broncos. It happened all in 1 year. We went from these mongrels that had this crazy line spread and everyone's going, holy shit, look at this scary Broncos side, to, oh my God, the Broncos are like going to be a wooden spoon side next year.
And I hate to say it, and I hope I'm wrong, but history tells us that one of the Sharks, the Cowboys, or probably the Eels, probably teams that overachieved where we thought they would, one of them will drop next year. I don't know which one it'll be, but history tells us that one of those
at least
three,
one of them.
Yeah.
See, the good thing, the positive I have, at least for the well, at for all three of them, I like the Eels have built into this. You know, like they've built into it over year. The positive as well for the Sharkies and the Cowboys is like they didn't get their wins by like almost like 2009 Eels. It was just craziness. That run was just pure craziness. The Sharkies and Cowboys got it off pure systems, discipline and all that kind of stuff. What do you think about the Sharkies year, Timmy?
Yeah, wonderful, mate. And obviously the story of the year, Nicho Hynes, and just how quickly we've spoken about it time and time again, but he made that transition to halfback, and it's why I think, again, they're side massively on the up, and I can see them going further than semi-finals next season, maybe a prelim, maybe even a grand final. And I mentioned the Bunnies, so they don't have depth. We've spoken about it again, but their depth at the club is outstanding, and the roster doesn't really change going into next season. A few older blokes, your Fifita and a couple others moving on, but it'll be a pretty similar roster.
Kafusi. Yeah.
Plenty of young blokes.
It'll be a good little game.
It'll be fucking great.
The combinations there are just going to get better and better. They've shown this year they can deal with key outs in the side at different stages. So, and with Fitzgibbon doing what he's done this season, he said maybe it was a tough year, but the players seem to love playing for him. So, mate, I think they in for an exciting 2023.
And, like, we have to remember as well, towards the end of the year, they lost Katoa. He's a big out for them. He was just as good as Mulatalo at his best. And, oh, man, they had a few injuries. I know Dale Finucane was in and out. Who else was injured towards the end of the year? Kennedy came back after, 6 to 8 weeks out with that ankle injury.
I mean, like, you got to, I don't know what round it was. I'm going to guess 8-9. Hamon Uele was their best front rower.
Yeah,
he got injured.
Fucking injured, yep.
Didn't see him for ages.
Then Toby Royce Hunt stepped up. And then Hunt got injured.
Yep.
Didn't he? In the finals.
Yeah.
Or suspended or something?
Injured? Yeah, I think he got injured, didn't he?
So, yeah. So, and Hunt came in, started getting to his potential, and then they had a bit to deal with.
And Wade Graham came into the season with an injury as well, because Wilton had to start on that edge. So, it hasn't been smooth sailing.
Well, look at this. So they're last. They're last, essentially. I'd say nearly 15 games. We'll just say 15 games. They lost three matches, and it was against Penrith, North Queensland, and South Sydney.
Mm.
Fuck, that's good. That's really fucking good. Now, look, there are some criticisms in regards to, I guess, the draw. People think they had quite a soft draw. But Manly going into this year was top eight. Newcastle was a top eight side going into this year. They beat South Sydney. They lost to Penrith 20-10. I tell you what, now going back and looking at teams that even got close to Penrith, you're going, fuck, it's pretty, that's a win. That's almost a win. Yeah. They beat North Queensland. They beat Melbourne. So in their last run, because like I've seen quite a lot of people say they had a really soft run, especially with Nicho Hynes winning. They like, oh, they beat.
As if it's easy to win.
Yeah, I know. Crazy. Yeah. Crazy. They beat Melbourne. This is in their, this is towards the end of the year. They beat North Queensland. They lost to Penrith 20-10. 20-10. And this is where they dominated that first 20 minutes against them. They beat South Sydney. Yeah, so in their last 10 games, they beat literally third place, as in North Queensland, because obviously they came third, and they beat fourth place, and they beat Melbourne. So how can you say that that's a soft, like, I don't think that's soft draw at all. And they beat them.
Yeah. And, you know, they're, the way that I look at them is they're a pretty similar team to the Cowboys. You know, you look at the regular season, once again, we'll compare them to the Panthers. They only conceded 34 more points than the Panthers the entire regular season, over 24 games. So they conceded 15 points per game in the reg season. Finals, though, they conceded an average of 35 per game.
And what's really good, too, is like we talk about, you know, teams taking some time to gel on that. They essentially, like, basically started at six. They came to second in round five. But then outside of that, they were like, fifth, seventh, fifth, fourth, and then all third, second. So they kind of like, as the year went on, it's not like they were, you know, sitting in second for a while, dropped down to six, back up to second. They almost, not in a straight lineup, but improved all the way towards the end of the year to get second.
Seventh in round 12 and then won 11 of 12. Wow. As we said, it's going to take time for these combinations to form. They did, and then won 11 of 12.
Yeah.
And then were golden point away from being straight through to a prelim final.
A minute. And, you know, I know they struggled the next week. I think they just ran out of gas, plus they had too many people out. But, like, you know, maybe they had the 4 points in them to beat the Eels, you know. So, again, I understand it's like a lot of what-ifs or whatever, but we're talking about the season in a glass half full scenario. So an amazing season, just like the Cowboys.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
What if we had to say some negatives from the season?
Yeah, I think that one that I just pointed out, like how they built their entire season on defense. They got to finals and that just seemingly went out the window. Mm. To concede that many points. Obviously, the game against South Sydney, I think they were exhausted from the week before. Mate, I don't have too many negatives, to be honest with you. Like, their reserve grade side had a really good season as well. There's a lot of young guys that we haven't even seen in first grade yet that are very talented over there. I don't know, mate. I'm trying to find some negatives here, and it's such a deep squad. They finished second overall. Call it a soft draw, whatever the hell you want. Like, they can only play who's in front of them.
Yeah.
They did that pretty damn well.
Yeah.
I think, it for me, the only negative would be the performance come finals time. I also think the back end of the season, like the last three games leading into finals, and, you know, you kept talking about, I sort of probably didn't appreciate it as much, but they played Manly, Canterbury and Newcastle, and, you know, you look at the scores, 40-6, 16-0, 38-16. They weren't as dominant as what those score lines say.
Yeah.
You know, when I just look at those score lines, I think, fuck, they were good wins. They weren't. They didn't perform that well in any of those games.
Messy, yeah, especially the Doggies game. And even the Newcastle were in the fight towards the end.
Well and truly, yeah.
And their completion rate was really, really poor as well, which is good. It means if they can sort that out. I will say the one thing that I'm looking for them is maybe are they missing a little bit of a superstar that can break a game open? I think Will Kennedy can grow into that player. And I think it's a bit unfair on him because he was injured for so long this year, like 6 weeks. But outside of that, very exciting. Timmy, any negative at all for the Sharkies?
Not really. And as in, like, going into the season, I didn't have them pegged as a top four side, and they did it pretty emphatically. Finished third on the ladder. Yes, disappointing straight sets exit, but that could have been very different. You mentioned, you're right, I think they're so well placed going into next season, but and maybe they don't have the superstar to, say, win a grand final. Well, I think that superstar probably has to become Nicho Hynes now.
Yeah,
And it's a lot of pressure on Nicho to sort of say that or have that expectation on him. But the reality is he's now a Dally M medal winner. So you're going, that pressure and that expectation is just going to get higher and higher on him. So, look, he's such a cool, calm and collected sort of fella, Nicho comes across as. So I think he'll be able to handle the pressure fine. But if they're going to win a comp, I think he's got to be the one who's got to back that up and possibly go to another level.
I know we haven't spoken to that Dally M medal, but what a class act he was that night.
So good. He was literally, so the Indigenous crew that was there was doing, like, I'm not sure it's called a war dance, but just their dance or whatever, shake a leg. He was literally had paint on his face in his suit doing that. So, like, before he's winning Dally M's, he's representing his culture like that. It was incredible. So good to see him get up there. And just he if you ever want to, I guess, if you're a young guy and you become a bit of a big name and you become a marquee signing, if you ever want a blueprint on how to handle it, give Nicho a call. He went straight away. He signed the deal with a club that looked like it was on the up with a good young coach, went out and got a mind coach. Because he said, I knew heading into Cronulla, the media and the pressure in the fans is way different to Melbourne. And I knew that if I lost the game, whether I like it or not, whether it was my fault or not, it was my fault to everyone else. And that's such a mature way of thinking, such a smart way of preparing yourself to become the man he became.
What about in his thank you speech when he said it, I was like, what on earth is he going to say here? He said, oh, sorry, you might think I'm a little bit weird, but I want to thank the Melbourne Storm as well. Like, right. Just to think like that, he's something else, Nicho.
Yeah. And it's pure class. And you're right, he does have... Melbourne Storm are to thank. You know, they were a big part of his development. So an amazing year. Outside of that, in regards to standouts, I think we've kind of mentioned all of them. Blake Brayley's got plenty left in him. I want to see another year of Will Kennedy. I think he's going to be great. Hamlin Ueli, Roy Sunt. So, yeah.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.